Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Do something good today.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, ha, ha! Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing the sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank, and we got upsot. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Now the ground is white, go it while you're young. Take the girls tonight and sing the sleighing song. Just get a bobtail nag, 244 is speed. Then hitch him to an open sleigh and crack, he'll take the lead. Go! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I'm not sure if I should say fa-la-la-la-la or ho-ho-ho, but you're listening to The Mark White Show and another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. Christmas in June, thinking about Santa Claus and caroling. It's a little different, but sometimes we need that Christmas spirit other times in the year. And right now I have on the line with me Renee Baker in New York City. She founded Smile in New York Productions back in 1997. I was graduating high school. Wonderful time, 1997. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Renee Baker.
Thank you. It was a very good year, wasn't it?
It was great. It was wonderful. I was about to head to the University of Alabama as a walk-on kicker. I had these big dreams ahead of me of kicking in front of 80, 90, 100,000 people in a stadium. And then I had my heart broken. But that's okay. I found other things to do.
I guess you did. Sounds like you've mended quite well.
I'm still a work in progress like we all are.
Forever.
Well, if we stop, we're stagnant and we're not doing anything and we've got to progress and we have to find ways to make a difference in people's lives, because as much as we might like to think that we're immortal, there are people who are going to live long past us and they're living right now. We can make a difference in their life. And hey, Mark White's gone, but what we did and how we made people feel will go on and on. They may not remember our name, but they'll remember how we made them feel.
Absolutely. I say that a lot myself. They might not remember what we said.
Exactly.
How we made them feel.
Yes. I would be remiss not to mention Kyla Carter, who will have her segment on Kyla's Corner here in just a few minutes. I know that you have a great relationship with the Carter family. Kyla loves you, and you love Kyla. I just wanted to get that out of the way.
She is a very special young person. I adore her.
Oh, I know. Tell us about your relationship with Kyla in the music industry.
Oh, right. Well, I met Kyla. She was on the Sound of Music national tour. And there was a gentleman who played the captain, Merwin Ford, a wonderful man. And he recommended me as their acting coach when she and another girl, young girl, when they got off of the tour, because I coach children. Mostly, I specialize in children, but I also coach adults to prepare for their auditions that have landed them in Broadway, television, and film productions. So I started working with Kyla. Sometimes it's the singing, the acting through the singing. or sometimes it's scene work or a monologue, and she's a natural. She's great.
She is definitely a bright spot here on the Mark White Show and a bright spot in my life now that I have encountered her. As soon as I heard her, I could hear it in her voice, and I thought, I just have to have her here on my show. And we started Kyla's Corner, and she has a very special message each week for people to listen to, and I really appreciate her talent and her time and just her ability.
Yeah, that was a really good move, I think, Mark.
Thanks. I like to make good moves sometimes. Well, let's get into what you're doing. I know that you have had carolers go to New York City's most iconic establishments at corporate and private parties, and even in living rooms and at the front doors of residential homes, welcoming delighted guests to memorable festivities. Let's talk about how we're making people feel good through caroling.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, this is our 24th year. As you pointed out, we started in 1997. And they're Broadway holiday carolers. So they're people from the Broadway industry. They're, many of them have been on Broadway multiple times. They're all Broadway trained. And so they're great entertainers, and they're good with reading music and harmonizing and blending together. And so it's a really fun group. I have about 25 to 30 each year. And we go out in the Victorian costumes, and sometimes different costuming, like Edwardian or the scarf and hat kind of look, depending on where we are. And we've got a quartet in Edwardian costumes. We call them the Currier and Ives Carolers. And they're at the Lambs Club, the iconic Lambs Club in New York City, right off of Times Square, every Saturday and Sunday all through the month of December, including Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And the Victorian costumes, you know those. That's like the Dickensian.
Yes.
We've had those forever. And those are called the Fabulous Fezziwigs. Do you know that reference?
Yes.
It's Fezziwig, old Fezziwig was a character in A Christmas Carol.
Right.
And he and his family were the hosts of a rousing Christmas party. So that's why we named them such. And we have the Broadway Carolers. And those are people who they have all been on Broadway. And they, we give back to Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS for each one of those engagements that we have. And so we go out in quartets, alto, soprano, alto, tenor, bass, or sometimes trios if that's what the budget is for the client. And we're also in Connecticut and New Jersey. And as of this past December, I have a couple of groups in Philly. So we've got Philly's Fabulous Fezziwigs and Opera Noel. There's an opera quartet as well.
And I know that listeners enjoyed at the start of this program some music caroling, and they're going to enjoy it throughout this program as we continue to talk. How do you pull all these people together to sound so amazing, Renee?
Oh, thank you. Well, you know what? We rehearse together, and we rehearse several weeks in a row. And I'm really happy to say that these carolers come back year after year after year. They'll be on Broadway one year or on a tour one year. And so we'll miss them on those years. And they almost always come back. So I've got one caroler who's been with me all 24 years. And a lot of the other carolers, they've been with me, you know, 16, 17, 18 years. But we also have younger ones, like right out of the college musical theater programs. So that's where I scout my new talent. So we have diversity of age, of race, of religion. It's a really diverse group, which I love. And say we'll be at the New York Botanical Garden, right? And we'll be caroling there. And you've got people from all over the world at a place like that. And so then you've got a whole diverse group of people gathered around us singing Christmas carols, non-holiday specific, and even Hanukkah songs. So
wow.
It's really nice. But it's all about spending a lot of time together, doing this over many years, because we have about 65 carols in our carol book. It's a lot of music. So it does take a lot of rehearsal, and it takes a lot of getting out there and doing it to be able to look up out of your book and invite people into the music.
So it's really great to have that one person who's been with you for 24 years.
Yes, and he has the worst puns of anybody I've ever known. So we like to groan at his puns. That's Jonathan.
Well, that's excellent.
Yes.
Well, we're glad that Jonathan has stuck with you for so long. I want to take a quick break, Renee, but when we come back, what I'd like to do is talk about right now how people are feeling, maybe some emotional challenges they have, something that may help to lift their spirits, because that's what I want to do through this show is encourage people and make them feel better if possible and get them on a path that gets their mindset in achieving, in moving forward, having success in this life. And of course, that does take a mind that's at ease and is peaceful. We're talking to Renee Baker. We have been talking about caroling in New York City, and not just New York City, but other places that she has now gone to. I'm hoping that one day, maybe across the state of Alabama or Mississippi or Georgia or Tennessee or Virginia, and you can move a little further south, can't you?
We have to pull together our Yuletide Caroler group.
Let's do it.
Right? Come on down there.
All right. Folks, we're talking to Renee Baker with Smile in New York Productions. And we look forward to talking to her in the next segment. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Lelekalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas Day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. Lelekalikimaka is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas, a very, very Merry Christmas, a very, very, very Merry Christmas to you.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is their song. With joyful ring, all caroling.
One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising the sound, for a dear, telling a tale. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising a sound for a hill.
deck the halls with boughs of holly. We are back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. I love Christmas carols. They make me feel good. I remember in school, I had a teacher, Miss Fitch. She was our music teacher. And every season, whether it was Halloween, Christmas, whatever the season was, we had songs to go with it. And I really enjoyed being in Miss Fitch's class. I was just a little kid back then in elementary school, but I still remember her name. I still remember how I felt sitting in her class and singing those Christmas carols along with the other songs that she taught us. An amazing lady. And I'm sure Renee Baker has had that kind of influence on others as well. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Renee.
Oh, thank you, Mark. You just made me think of my old my elementary school music teacher, Mrs. Dabney. You know, the music makes such a difference in how we feel and how we learn, doesn't it?
Isn't that great?
Yes.
Can you imagine not having that in your life?
I can't. Did you ever hear a song called 50 Nifty United States?
I never did.
Well, you know, in the middle of it, there's this whole patter section. It's all of the states in alphabetical order put to music. And because of that song, I can say every single state in the United States in alphabetical order in 23 seconds.
Go for it.
Oh, okay, ready? Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming.
Bravo! And all because of an elementary music teacher.
See, it's just music is a great, great learning tool. And you know what? We can circle back around to that because I have a chapter in my book about that very thing.
Yes, and we definitely want to talk about the book, and we want to talk a little bit to bring people's spirits up. Now, not everybody's this way, but if somebody's listening right now and they're right in the middle of a major challenge in their life, they're very discouraged, maybe they lost their job, maybe they have a family member, a loved one that's sick. They're dealing with the loss of a loved one. There's so many things that we don't know what's going on in the heart of our fellow man. And we have to think, what can we do to make that person feel better? Not ignore them, not imagine that nobody has any problems, that we live in a perfect world, but to know that people have these challenges and find a way to make their world a little better.
Absolutely. When I started the caroling company, for many years, my carolers, you know, they would call me names. I still do, like Mrs. Christmas, Queen of Christmas, and my personal favorite, Carol Boss. So like, but you know what? They thought I had the corner on the market for Christmas spirit. And, you know, maybe I do. But one year, it was just missing, and it was inexplicable, and it was really painful. And you know, long story short, I realized that it was kind of a gift because it made me realize just how important my Christmas spirit was to me and just how I relied on it at least every December. But, you know, also, as you're pointing out several times during the year, you rely on that. And at the end of the year, you're relying on it to recharge your spiritual battery and help you start the new year with faith and hope and love for your fellow humans, you know. So if there's nothing in your spiritual reserve, it's very painful. So I faked my way through that entire caroling season, and it was just awful. So I was taking down my Christmas tree, you know, sweeping up the dead needles and just asking myself, what happened and how can I never let that happen again? And I traced my way back through the previous year, it had been about a year earlier that something had happened. But it doesn't really matter what happened because, as you pointed out, people are in pain for all sorts of different reasons. So it just matters that it happened. So then I said, okay, well, what are you going to do about it? I have to do something proactive to get it back because I don't want to live in a world where I don't have Christmas spirit. I realized I was looking at this, I was sweeping right under my nose on top of this box that housed one of my carolers' top hats was his carol book. And I just picked it up and I thought, you know, maybe right in here is the answer. So I gave myself a goal right then and there to study a carol a week for a year, but look at them in different ways than I ever had before. Like, who wrote it? Do we even know? Because some of them are ancient. You know, where were they? Who were they writing for? How has that carol impacted the lives of people since it's been written? And I tell you what, that very first week, I got my spirit back. I got my Christmas spirit the third week of January that year. And then I began to realize that one of the reasons why it worked was that it was a time of year when I had no pressure. I had no expectation of my Christmas spirit. And I think that's really key. That's why, so I do these Christmas spirit workshops now all through the year. Lent is a great time. Christmas in June is a good time. Christmas in July. And of course, I have it online now. And actually, your listeners, they can get a couple of free gifts. I have workbook pages. It's a week process that you just keep on repeating. And we can give them my websites and they can go and get those things as well as a carol book afterward. But yeah, when people are tuning into old holiday spirit triggers, but in a different way at a time of year when they have no expectation of them, they have this opportunity to actually reset those triggers. And that's what my whole process was all about. And that's why I wrote the book and try to get it out to as many people, and why I do the workshop too, to help people that way.
You know, Renee, sometimes it's much easier to see the light if you're in darkness. And I think about that, because if you go through a very dark place, you're going to see that little light that's shining through, and you observe it and you notice it and you hope that it becomes brighter. And it's our job to move forward to make that a little brighter. But that darkness definitely does highlight that little spot of light. And sometimes in our greatest challenges and the things that bring us down the most, we can find that sliver of light, bust that open, and just make things bright as day.
Well said. Very well said. And I believe with you wholeheartedly.
I'm hoping that somebody listening right now who's in a difficult place is listening and knows that there are people who care and there are ways to uplift yourself. And with music, if you are missing music in your life, the sounds and the feeling that it gives you through those sounds, we're missing a lot. And we need to incorporate a lot of different things into our life. And maybe some of those things are things that we weren't necessarily raised around, but it doesn't mean that we can't incorporate it at any point in our life by our own choice.
Absolutely. My carolers, we're going to be doing a Christmas in July thing that, you know, if any of your listeners want to email me or contact me through my website, it's going to be free. We're going to be doing Zoom caroling, where we'll have four of us together singing and taking requests from the people who have joined in on the Zoom. We'll get the Zoom link to the people who want to. And also we'll try Facebook Live so people can type in, you know, what their requests are. And then they can sing along with us.
Very cool.
Yeah. We may end up doing some of that, you know, in November and December this year, depending on where we are with COVID-19. But we're going to start in just a couple of weeks now.
Well, Renee, as we close out, please share again with listeners how they can connect with you, how they can get the worksheets, your website, email address, whatever information you want to get out to people. Please share that now.
Sure. Great. Now, the first website I'm going to give you is my name, and my name is spelled R-E-N-A-E, and Baker. So R-E-N-A-E-B-A-K-E-R.com. On there, what will pop up right away is your opportunity to get it's a free carol book. So it's got some of the most loved carols, and it's got a fascinating historical fact. So if you're throwing a party, you will be able to impress everybody, you know, but you'll be able to lead into the carol with that historical fact. And then you've got all the words. And then down at the bottom, there's a fun parlor game. I would suggest that you actually don't give everybody the answer key until they're ready to go home. And then you've got this takeaway, too. It's like a free gift to give people on their way out the door. So that is completely free, and that is fun. So you'll have that opportunity right away on reneebaker.com. You can contact me through that website as well. Let me know if you want to do caroling. It'll be fun. I'll get you the link. I'll get you the Zoom link. I'll let you know when it is.
Yes, that'll be great.
And then the other website is where you'll find my carolers. And that's I Smile in New York, spelled out, productions.com. Now, I think you can also get to it a shorter way, which is ismileny.com. And then you will just go to the book where Defeating Scrooge is the name of the book. And under there, you can get the free workbook pages, and you can get as many of those as you want.
That is awesome. Renee, I'm so glad that I was able to have you here on the Mark White Show today. And thank you to Renelle for suggesting you.
Renelle. It was a pleasure, Mark. Thank you so much for having me on. I hope you join us caroling.
Looking forward to it. Folks, that was Renee Baker with I Smile in New York Productions. And we've been talking about caroling. I hope that it has lifted your spirits. And we're going to close out this segment with another carol from Renee Baker. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Acquaintance be forgot, and days of old lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet. For auld lang syne, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans, wide we fall. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can
sing a rainbow,
sing along with me.
her before on The Mark White Show, and you heard about her son, Brooks. A very special story that we shared, I guess it's been about a year ago now, Stacy, has it?
It has been. It was last summer.
Wow. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, it does.
Well, Stacy Givens, welcome to The Mark White Show.
It's good to be back, Mark. Thanks.
We were talking yesterday about some steps that you have taken. You had shared with me when we talked last year about some goals that you had for where you are, the city of Athens, and for the county in Limestone County. Of course, I have listeners all over the country and the world right now, and I'm hoping that what you say today may not only help your effort locally, but help people to think about what they can do where they are.
Absolutely. I share that. I hope that it does extend far beyond North Alabama.
Share about what this goal of yours has been, what you have actually been able to accomplish, and then what you hope to accomplish moving forward.
Back in 2011, my son Brooks was diagnosed with autism, and we began many different types of therapies, but one therapy that was critical for his success daily was sensory therapy. And as we began to look at him enrolling in kindergarten, we felt it essential to be able to provide that to him during the school day. So it was a personal mission of mine to get equipment into his school at that time just to serve him. And we had the cooperation of the school administration, the special ed department. And long story short, we were able to install our first sensory room at Brookhill Elementary. And not long after that, we received inquiries from other elementary schools in Athens asking if we could help them. And at that time, I had no idea how big all of this was going to become. So I took it just one room at a time and reached out to the community. Many of our community organizations like Rotary, Lions Club, and Lady Civitan chipped in to help us one by one install rooms in all of the elementary schools in Athens, the intermediate school at Athens. And then we had a private donor who it fell upon his heart to personally donate for the middle school and the high school. So we were able to install sensory rooms in every school with just local support. Well, and I cannot begin to tell you the feedback that I have gotten from the administration, from the teachers, from the special education departments about how this is benefiting the students, not only the students who use those rooms, but also the students who are mainstreamed with these special needs kids. We see reduced discipline problems, reduced distractions in the classrooms. And so that makes it better for everyone, teacher, all of the students, and of course the child with the special need. Then I received a call from the county schools asking if I could assist them. And as you know, there are quite a number of Limestone County schools when you consider the elementary and the high schools. So when we put the pen to the paper, it was going to be a very high cost. And I just felt that it was going to be a tough sell to just go around and try to get nickels and dimes here and there and be able to fulfill those requests. So the wonderful gentleman who is a philanthropist himself, who had donated the money for the middle school and high school, came to me and encouraged me to form a 501c3 to make it a legitimate charitable organization. And so I pursued that. And back in December, we were granted permission as a 501c3 called Make-A-Way Foundation. I put together a board, and we have met three times. And we made it very clear from the beginning that our mission is simply to assist two or more individuals with special needs in a school or recreational environment. We did not reduce that down to just sensory rooms, but we did make sensory rooms for the county schools our number one priority. That's at the top of our to-do list, and we fully trust that we're going to be able to do that. But once we have accomplished that, we want to be available to help individuals with special needs in other ways as well. We had really gotten some energy going, some momentum moving right before COVID-19 hit. And obviously, we had to apply the brakes. But now we are ready to begin our fundraising efforts. We're ready and hoping that the community, the people, will get behind us and support us so that we can help these kids with special needs.
Stacy, if I were to walk into one of these rooms, what would I see? Mm-hmm.
You would see a very calming space. These sensory rooms, we have taken out all of the fluorescent lights and replaced them with dim lights. The walls are all painted a pale blue, which is a very calm, soothing color. You would see fiber optic lights that appeal to those who have visual needs. You would see a lot of little tactile things that individuals can touch and feel. You would see trampolines of some sort that individuals with sensory needs can jump on if they have that need to be in motion. There are crash pads in there for individuals to, they can throw themselves down on that, and a lot of that helps them. It's good for people who need pressure, and it's also good for those who have anxiety and frustrations. They can just thrust themselves onto these crash pads. You would see bubble lamps. These are lamps that not only appeal to you visually, but also audibly. They are a wonderful sound, and it's a very calming thing. We have swings, cocoon-type swings, where these individuals can wrap themselves up. They can swing. They can sway. And depending, and there's other equipment as well. Spin disc, for example. There are mats where they can tumble. And depending on who is in the room, the activity would vary. Some individuals go into this room needing to burst out that excitement or that energy. They need 10 minutes to just get that excitement out. So you may see a lot of activity. You may see them jumping. You may see them flapping. You may see them tumbling. Other times you come in and it may be a child who needs just to be calmed. So they may go and sit in silence in this room and stare at the bubble lamp, enjoy the sounds that are in the room. They can choose from sounds of waves or thunderstorms, different types of sounds that they can select, crickets outdoors. So you may walk in and see some that are just sitting in there calming for 10 minutes.
Stacy, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I would like for you to share how listeners can connect with Make-A-Way Foundation and find their opportunity to make a difference through this foundation. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, we're talking to Stacy Givens right now. She is in Athens, Alabama. She has helped schools in this area to have sensory rooms, and we're going to talk some more about that when we come back, and we're going to share about how you can make a difference through this foundation. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow to me.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
It's bow time. Down here, pimento cheese is pretty much its own food group. So when fans told Bojangles to bring back our legendary spread, we did them one better and also fired up a gooey, golden, melty, molten, pourable pimento sauce. So now you can spread it thick across your favorite biscuit, pour it over seasoned fries, stir it into mac and cheese, or dip Supremes in it. Because with four ways to eat our pimento cheese, the recommended daily servings just became yes. It's bow time.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live and love in my hometown. I love those people.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I have been talking to Stacy Givens. She is not a stranger to the Mark White Show, has been on before. You know about her son, Brooks. Many of you listened last year as she came on the program. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Stacy.
It's good to be back.
Let's talk about Makeaway Foundation's mission statement.
This was something that we didn't even struggle with. It was so clear from the beginning what our mission was. And so it is simply to provide resources to assist groups of two or more individuals with special needs in a learning or recreational environment. And we felt, Mark, that that was broad enough that we can consider many types of requests in the future.
I love that idea because, as you told me the other day, it's not just the sensory rooms, but you have a vision for doing much more, as well as the board of directors that you now have for Makeaway Foundation.
Absolutely, absolutely. We do not want to end our efforts when we have installed sensory rooms in the county schools. That is our top priority. That's at the top of our list, but we don't want to stop there. We would love to see this organization go well beyond our years to serve the special needs community in whatever ways needed.
Now, a while back, you were in a publication and I was in there too, but it was the top 40 under 40. And I think we've talked about this before, but when we think about what we were doing at the time, I was making tortillas and tortilla chips and had a restaurant, and you were working for a company. And
I was.
When you think about the difference between the two, and I'm just going to say this, when you find a purpose within Makeaway Foundation and the sensory rooms and hoping that this goes on beyond your life, and then I think about the Mark White Show and trying to make a difference in the lives of others, I would rather be making a show with you right now than making a tortilla chip.
I echo that sentiment, Mark, and it almost brings tears to my eyes because I can look back. I had a career at Adtran that I passionately loved, and I never dreamed that I would be doing anything that could bring me more satisfaction. But here I am today as nothing more than a community volunteer serving others, and I can say that there is no greater satisfaction I don't earn a paycheck from any of this. There is no kickback whatsoever, but the rewards that I receive from this are far greater than any paycheck that I ever received. And that is not to down Atrian or my job there at all. I passionately loved it. But I have found my calling. This is what God intends for me to do, is to be a voice and to serve those who cannot help themselves.
Well, and little Brooks had not been diagnosed yet either.
When I resigned my position at Atrian, he had not been diagnosed, but we knew that something was different about him, and we knew that he needed more of my time, and that was a very hard decision to make. I selfishly wanted to keep my job, but I knew that my son was pulling me, and now I can look back and see that that was God's hand on that. God was leading me at that time, positioning me to where I could be there for my son during that. And I'm so sorry, I get choked up talking about it, but during that initial period of trying to understand and come to terms with everything, and then getting into action mode. And had I still been at work full time, I don't know that I could have committed myself 100% to understanding his needs and providing for him. So God knew long before before I did what he was doing, and he was laying the path for me.
And I wanted listeners to hear that, because they need to know what your passion is behind this and how mm-hmm. your life changed with a little boy. And the same thing happened in our lives with another little boy that's here in our home, and mm-hmm. it changed my life as a person mm-hmm. and what my goals were and what my plan for Mark White was. And we make those adjustments, and we look at it yeah. and say, it is worth every single minute that we ever sacrificed of whatever we thought we were going to do with ourselves.
That is exactly right. And we understand the impact that a child can have on our lives, whether they are special needs or not. Pouring yourself into other people's lives is always more fulfilling than pouring everything into ourselves. Much more fulfilling.
Well, I want people to know how they can pour themselves into Make-A-Way Foundation, and I want you to share that right now.
Yes, we would love your support. We are counting on support. We are hoping and praying that individuals will donate to this cause. And I will go ahead and share with you that I have a very generous individual who is willing to match any of our donations up to $25,000. So right now, that's our goal, is to raise $25,000. And you can help by giving $10, $100, whatever you are able to. Every penny will count. We do have a website that you can go to, and it has information about how you can donate. That is foundationmakeaway.org. We also have an email address, and that is info@foundationmakeaway.org. You can reach out to us either of those two ways, or through Facebook, and that is Make-A-Way Foundation. There you would see information about how you could mail a check, or you can PayPal money. You will receive a letter on letterhead that says we have received your charitable contribution, that we are a 501c3 organization, and that your contribution is tax exempt. And 100% of that money is going right back into equipment for the special needs children. And at this time, now later down the road, we may be looking at adults. But at this time, our first goal is to get those sensory rooms installed. So it would be benefiting K-12 at this point.
Excellent. Social media, also yeah. email address, again, website, so everybody has all that in one place.
Yes, absolutely. We would love to hear from you.
Do you have a Facebook page at this point?
Yes, we do. That is Make-A-Way Foundation.
Excellent.
Look us up on Facebook. Yes.
Instagram or Twitter, or just Facebook?
Just Facebook.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just want to make sure. And then the email address, if somebody has more questions and they want to find out more about this and the ways that they can help, what is that email address again, Stacy?
That is info@foundationmakeaway.org.
Even your dog is jumping in on the show.
she's behind me with every adventure.
Well, just tell her everybody can't be a celebrity.
That's right. Wait her turn. Well, and she growled at that. She's getting really
Oh,
upset.
No. I take it back. She can be on Saturday. Well, Stacy, it's always a joy to have you here on the Mark White Show, and I appreciate this effort that you involved yourself in and everybody else who has decided to be a part of this, your board of directors. And I have some outstanding sponsors here on the Mark White Show, and from them, through them, I want to contribute $100 to this organization just to help the foundation out.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. That means an incredible amount to me. And I hope that others will step up to that challenge. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Stacy Givens, always a pleasure. And you're welcome back on the Mark White Show anytime. Just know that I'm behind Makeaway Foundation 100%.
I appreciate you and all of our listeners.
Folks, we have been talking to Stacy Givens of Athens, Alabama. She has been sharing about Makeaway Foundation. I hope you'll check it out. You can find out more information. Go on the Facebook, Makeaway Foundation, and find where you can plug in and make a difference through this special foundation.
I love the dear heart. And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is B.J. Thomas, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know. Don't take my sunshine away.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. Today, I'm going to talk about treating others how you want to be treated. If you want to be appreciated and be treated kindly and fairly, you should treat others the same way. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Well, lots of people don't seem to understand this concept. How can you expect kindness and appreciation when you are not giving it out? I appreciate the little things. I appreciate the barista who makes my Starbucks drink. I appreciate the person who holds the door for me when I'm walking out of that Starbucks. I appreciate puppy kisses I get each morning from my dog, Chase. I really appreciate my teachers that have worked so hard to make online learning possible during this pandemic. If you appreciate the little things and show people or animals around you that you are thankful for them, then I really believe that they will appreciate the person you are. Be kind, caring, and empathetic. We all want to be appreciated. But to be appreciated, we must first appreciate. Don't take the little things for granted in life. Be thankful for the people that most deserve our gratitude. And always live sunny side up.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
please don't take my sunshine away.
Don't you just love Kyla's Corner? Thank you, Kyla Carter, for another great segment. I want to thank Renee Baker with I Smile in New York Productions and Stacy Givens with Make-A-Way Foundation for joining me here on The Mark White Show today. You can always reach out to me through my email at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans wide we fly.
Hi, this is Lee Kringle. You're listening to The Mark White Show in Alabama. We're making a difference. We hope that you are.
God bless the USA.
Spread a little love before your chance is gone. But we may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.